Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Monahans News for Thursday, July 11th. Annual street paving underway in Monahans. The story was written by Christy Sullivan. After being put on temporary hold last summer, the City of Monahans' annual seal coating project is underway. City crews began fog sealing the roads on Tuesday morning, but preparing the roads for the seal coating project began in May. Quote, crews began preparing the roads in May by spraying the weeds and grass along the curbs. Then crews removed the debris in order for the roads to be ready for the fog sealing process, Director of Public Works Richard Covington said. A fog seal is an application of a specially formulated asphalt emulsion, a thin liquid oil, to an existing asphalt pavement surface for maintenance purposes. Quote, the reason for a fog seal is to renew oxidized pavement surfaces. This also seals minor cracks while at the same time improving the surface appearance, Covington said. The estimated cost of the project is $240,000. Quote, the city purchased 52,000 gallons of tar and approximately 5,000 to 6,000 gallons of emulsion along with the gravel, Covington said. Roads slated for seal coating are as follows: 500 to 1600 block of South Kenneth, 500 to 1600 block of South Harry, 100 to 1600 South Franklin, 500 to 1100 South Eric, 1200 to 1400 South Bruce, 200 to 1500 East 12th, 200 to 800 East 11th, 400 to 1300 East 15th, 200 to 700 West 10th, 200 to 400 West 9th, 800 to 900 South Doris, 100 to 800 South Eva, 800 to 1200 South Dwight, 100 block of South Alice. Roads are selected for seal coating due to the amount of damage on the road. Streets are chosen for repaving based on a variety of factors, including their condition and how recently they have been paved. Quote, the supervisor will drive the roads to determine higher priority and decide the roads to be seal coated. Once finished with all the roads on the list, we will start over again. The process was to repair the roads every 7 years, but because of the high traffic on the roads, now they are not lasting the full 7 years anymore. We are trying to get on a every 5 year schedule for seal coating roads, Covington added. The exact time frame of work is unknown, but work is expected to last up to 3 weeks. Quote, it is difficult to set an exact schedule because timing is subject to change as a result of inclement weather conditions and operational delays, Covington said. Drivers should use alternate routes and are asked to be mindful of city workers and crews. SFC welcomes PA Loy. Loy, PAC, is now seeing patients. Sandhills Family Clinic, a service of Ward Memorial Hospital, announces the addition of Ashley Loy, PAC, to the local medical team as a board-certified physician assistant, or PA. With her expertise in treating patients of all ages, Loy will play a crucial role in providing comprehensive health care services to our community. Quote, ensuring we have a dynamic medical team to keep up with demand is essential as our community continues to grow, says Leticia C. Rodriguez, CEO of Ward Memorial Hospital. continuing the quote, "With her expertise and passion for providing exceptional patient care, Ashley brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to Monahans. Her commitment to delivering comprehensive healthcare services and her compassionate approach make her a valuable addition to our clinic," end quote. A physician assistant is a medical professional who works under the supervision of a medical doctor to provide a wide range of healthcare services. PAs, like Loy, typically evaluate and examine patients, take medical histories, perform physical exams, order and interpret diagnostic tests, diagnose illnesses, and develop treatment plans. PAs can prescribe medications, assist in surgeries, and educate patients on health conditions and preventative care. They also coordinate patient care, manage records, and provide follow-up care. Loy obtained her bachelor's degree from Austin College and attended Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, where she obtained a Master of Physician Assistant Studies degree. Furthering her commitment to education and credentialing, Loy is also certified by the National Commission of Certification of PAs. Quote, "Joining the local medical team at Ward Memorial Hospital and working with patients at Sandhills Family Clinic has been such a privilege," Loy explains. "Making quality, patient-centered care more accessible and helping patients understand healthcare is my passion. It's what I look forward to each day, and I look forward to helping our community get on the right health track," end quote. Outside the world of medicine, Loy spends her spare time on social media content creation, reading, and exploring West Texas with her partner, Joshua, and their two dogs, Oakland and Ryder. Loy is now seeing patients at Sandhills Family Clinic. To make an appointment with Loy, or any other medical provider, please call 432-943-2068. For more information about other local medical clinics in the region and healthcare programs and services, please visit www.wardmemorial.com. Council approves $1 million in hotel occupancy tax funds. The story was written by Christy Sullivan. Meeting in regular session on Tuesday afternoon, and after establishing a quorum, approving previous minutes, the City Council officially approved the allocation of $1 million of this year's Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund, or HOT funds, with 9 entities selected to receive funds. Funding available in the HOT fund as of July 10th is $2.2 million, and last fiscal year, the city spent $709,000 of the HOT fund's monies. The council heard requests from Chamber of Commerce Director Teresa Burnett and Ward County Judge Greg Holly for the Million Barrel Museum and Ward County Event Center during the June 11th council meeting. Burnett told the council that her proposed budget was more than last year's budget, quote, "because of inflation, the money requested last year did not cover all events," end quote. The chamber requested $248,000, around $32,000 increase over last year's amount, which includes money to partially offset administration expenses, as well as for advertising and support of events, bringing new events to town, and help grow the community. Ward County Judge Greg Holly told councilmen that the county did not want to compete with any other entity, but if funds were sufficient, they have requested $500,000 for the event center and $50,000 to help fund the Million Barrel Museum complex. The Ward County Golf Association put a budget request together with two events eligible for HOT funds, Memorial and Tournament of Champions, both at $25,000 each. The Council unanimously approved the recommendations for the distribution of funding for the fiscal year as follows: up to $50,000 for the Museum Complex, Ward County, up to $248,000 to the Monahans Chamber of Commerce, up to $2,500 for the Airport Fly-In, up to $7,000 for Sundry Administration, $65,000 for Projects and Events, $17,000 for City Utilities for the Museum Historical Arts, $50,000 for Sports Facilities and Events, $500,000 for the Ward County Event Center Infrastructure and Activities, and $65,000 for Historical and Arts Restoration, Preservation, Promotion. In other actionable items, a grazing pasture lease between the city and former Chief of Police Billy Riley was also approved by the council. City Manager Rex Thieves said, quote, "This is a grazing lease for an area in and around the landfill that the city owns. Mr. Riley has had the grazing lease for several years." End quote. The lease states Riley will pay the city $8 per month per head of livestock, with a minimum of 20 head. Any additional livestock will be prorated per month per head, with a maximum of 50 head. In other business, the council agreed to temporarily close a portion of East 7th Street from South Allen to the alley on July 27th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for a family-themed event with vendors and live music. In routine matters, the council approved Resolution 2024-029 Code Enforcement Officer's Report regarding properties in violation of city code for either trash or weeds, items in the alleyway, and/or dangerous structures. The properties have all been given a first notice and did not comply, so this will allow code enforcement to follow up with a final notice and possibly move forward with court action if needed. Those reported to be still in violation are 201 South Fay, owned by Interstate Asphalt Coating Incorporated; 904 West Sealy, owned by Jeff and Kelly Schulte; 507 North Allen, owned by Evelyn Guadalupe Antiquez; 704 South Alice, owned by Maribel Bolivar; and 409 South Kenneth, owned by Shelley Almanza. Once a second notice is issued, the property owner has 10 days to comply, or the case could be turned over to Monahans Municipal Court for further action. At the end of Tuesday's meeting, council members convened in executive session to discuss appointments to the Planning and Zoning Board, terms ending July 31, 2024, 3 members and 1 alternate. After reconvening into regular session, Thee said council members decided to reappoint Mickey Mitchell, Joni King, Chris Lynn Neese to the P&C Board, as well as alternate Clay Gardner, all for another 2-year term, ending July 31, 2026. Members of the P&Z Board beginning on August 1st will be as follows: Mickey Mitchell, Joni King, Chris Lynn Neese, Blake Heflin, and Rudy Sesteta. Appointments are subject to the acceptance of the appointee. The City Council meets every 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month at 3 p.m., Anyone wanting to address the City Council on the topics addressed in the story or any other topic may do so by asking to be added to the meeting agenda in the City Secretary's office located inside City Hall, or by appearing at the meeting during the public comment section of the meeting, which is on every agenda. The Council will meet again on July 23rd in the Council Chambers of City Hall, located at 112 West 2nd Street at 3 p.m., the meeting is open to the public. New Law Enforcement Center progressing. The story was written by Jan Cranfield. The Ward County Commissioners met Monday, July 8th, for a short, regular meeting in the Ward County Courthouse first-floor courtroom. The commissioners breezed through a short list of agenda items. Ward County Judge Greg Holly called the meeting to order at 9:30 a.m. and established a quorum was present. After the Pledge of Allegiance to both flags, American and Texas, Commissioner Dexter Nichols gave the invocation. Judge Holly gave an update on the progress of the new law enforcement center in the absence of the Butler Cohen construction spokesperson, who was delayed and did not make the meeting. Quote, "The surface groundwork is done. Our crews, all of our precinct road crews, hauled sand and caliche, which saved time and money. The underground work is in process at this time, plumbing, sewer, water for the facility, and East Parkway will be closed for a few days. The street must be torn up across all four lanes to run the utility lines and pipes under the street and could be closed for up to a week. We are hoping to see the slab foundation start being poured next month," Holly said. The commissioners approved the county bills, which included Ward County payroll fund totaling $442,000, courthouse supplies coming to $1,000, Sheriff's Department vehicle maintenance and fuel total $61,000, state prisoner expense for $24,000, indigent health care at Ward Memorial Hospital totaling $16,000, Senior Citizen Center electric total $744, Coliseum Arena utilities total $1,300, Monahan's pool supplies total $2,800, Monahan's library supplies total was $12.99, District County Petit Jury Fund total was $8,600, and Building Construction and Renovation Fund totaling $29,000. The commissioners also voted to keep the Sheriff's Department and the Constable's fees set at the same rate as the past year. They also approved the officers' reports and voted to appoint Ward County Tax Collector Assessor Vicki Heflin to calculate no new revenue tax rate and voter approval tax rate. Present for the meeting were Precinct 1 Commissioner Tino Sanchez, Precinct 3 Commissioner Dexter Nichols, Precinct 4 Commissioner Eddie Nelms, and Judge Holly. Precinct 2 Commissioner Larry Hanna was absent from the meeting. The next regularly scheduled commissioners' meeting will be on Monday, July 22nd, at the Ward County Courthouse, 400 South Allen, at 9:30 a.m. Individuals who would like to address the court to ask questions or inform the commissioners of problems in their precinct or Ward County can call Judge Greg Holly at 432-943-3209, discuss their question or concern, and ask to be placed on the agenda for the next commissioners' meeting. Two charged after deputies locate 65 grams of meth. The story was written by Christy Sullivan. The Ward County Sheriff's Office arrested two Pecos men after deputies located large amounts of methamphetamine following a trespassing call northwest of Piute on June 28th. According to the Ward County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Mark Sanchez, quote, "Around 9:12 p.m. on Friday, June 28th, deputies responded to County Road 128 northwest of Piute to a call from a landowner who said people were trespassing on his property and dismantling and using a cutting torch on a truck tractor which was broken down on his land," end quote. The landowner told deputies the truck tractor had been broken down on the landowner's property for close to 2 years and the men did not have permission to be on the property. Quote, "It was clear the truck tractor had been there for a while and had been vandalized and parts taken off of it in the past, so we could not assume these men were not doing the same, Sanchez said. Deputies later learned the truck tractor was owned by Clearwater Resources LLC, which is located in Pecos, and the two men, Omar Valles Medina, age 42, and Thomas Nelson Hurt, age 41, worked for the same company. Quote, while the deputies were investigating and speaking with Medina and Hurt, they noticed drug paraphernalia, a methamphetamine bong, and a black canister in the center console inside the service truck. End quote. A bong is generally used for smoking marijuana, tobacco, or other herbal substances, but in this case, it was a bong with a methamphetamine pipe attached to it, he added. Hurt, who later admitted to being the driver of the service truck, was detained, and deputies conducted a probable cause search due to the paraphernalia which was in plain view. Quote, inside the black canister, deputies located approximately 65 grams of methamphetamine, and inside the center console of the truck, deputies also located a Sig Sauer handgun, Sanchez said. Medina also had on his person a small amount of cocaine, and a second methamphetamine pipe was located near the passenger side of the vehicle. Neither Medina or Hurt would accept responsibility for the methamphetamine, paraphernalia, or the handgun, therefore both were subsequently arrested and charged with possession of controlled substance, penalty group 1, more than 4 grams, less than 200 grams. Hurt had an outstanding warrant from Hockley County for an additional drug charge, which he was booked on as well as unlawful carrying of a weapon. Medina is a convicted felon, so he was charged additionally with unlawful possession of firearm by felon and possession of controlled substance, penalty group 1, less than 1 gram. Hurt's bond was listed at $25,000 for the 65 grams of meth, $10,000 for the warrant, and $7,500 for the gun charge. He posted the $42,500 bond and was released. Medina remains in custody at Ward County Jail in lieu of posting the $50,000 bond, $15,000 for the gun charge, $25,000 for the meth, and $10,000 for the cocaine.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Far West Texas. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.